Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The left fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting third. The first baseman, Johnny Bench. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ed Armbruster. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Billingham. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jack Billingham. And now, play ball. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bench scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manguel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bench moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field. Biedner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Biedner. Bench scores. Foster goes all the way around to score. Rettenmund moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Ed Armbruster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armbruster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham bunts towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Flynn trying to get to home. Biedner throws the ball into Carter who tags Flynn who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is hit by the pitch. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lintz takes first base on ball 4. Fryman moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fryman scores. Lintz moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive towards short. Concepcion catches it and throws to second to double up Lintz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bench moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a line drive towards the mound. Fryman catches it and throws to second to double up Bench. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Armbruster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Armbruster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armbruster is 0-for-1 in the game. Armbruster hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0 for 1 in the game. Plummer hits a line drive towards third. Scanlon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is 0 for 0 in the game. Billingham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Fryman covering, for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bench is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bench scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lintz for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 2 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Fred Norman now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Pat Scanlon. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Larry Parrish now playing third base. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Ed Armbruster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armbruster is 0-for-2 in the game. Armbruster hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rettenmund moves to third. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Armbruster. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rettenmund scores. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 3, Reds, 3. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-2 in the game. Plummer hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey pinch hits for Fred Norman. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey bunts towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 3. The Expos will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fryman bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-3 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Concepcion moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Foster hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Concepcion moves to third. Bench moves to second. Ed Armbruster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fryman. Concepcion scores. Bench moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. It's 4-3, Reds. Ed Armbruster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armbruster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armbruster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. George Foster now playing left field. Cesar Geronimo now playing center field. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-3 in the game. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Will McEnany now pitching. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 3. The Reds will come to bat. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Hal Breeden now playing first base. Bob Bailey now playing left field. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-3 in the game. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Pete Mackinnon pinch runs for Barry Foote. Tony Scott pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Plummer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Scott out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.